actually just posted it on YouTube for a friend to hear, and then I was going to delete the video right after that, but he encouraged me to just let it nest for a little bit. So I'm glad he did that.
A video for a friend now has over 700,000 views. A hobby songwriter now has a record deal. And a world traveler named Z.A.V. is now bringing her music along for the ride. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Z.A.V. was born in Borneo, lived in London, and currently calls Malaysia home once again. But there are even more miles on her itinerary now that she's signed to Jack Johnson's label, Brushfire Records. How did that happen for the former fashion student who says she was bred to be a lawyer? Well, Z explained the process during an interview with FUV's Alisa Ali. But it's the sound of her songs that leaves little question as to why it happened. Part beachy and laid back, part Billy and Ella, and much less intense than the pace of her path to the self-titled debut and all those hours stuck on planes.
It was pretty crazy. It was a huge snowball effect. And I recorded, you know, a few songs, a few covers and originals on my YouTube account. And I think my Christmas song was featured on the front page of YouTube, which then led to Patrick Keeler from the Raconteurs discovering me and then passing it on to Ian Montone, who's his manager, and then they pass it on to Brushfire Records, and, you know, one thing led to another, and here I am.
Was it weird when you started seeing other people commenting on your video that you didn't know?
It was, yeah, that was one of the motivations that made me want to post more videos, because YouTube is such a public space, you know, everyone has everything and anything to say, and there's no stopping it. And either way, it's you either take it in or shrug it off. But I do read them all. I do. And thankfully, it's been, you know, the good outweigh the bad. So it's just really, really touching comments on there that it's just really encouraging.
I am a honeybee shut out from the colony, and they won't let me in. So I left the hive, they took away all my stripes and broke off both my wings. So I'll find another tree and make the wind my friend. I'll just sing with the birds, they'll tell me secrets of the world.
Your travel schedule must be really crazy, though. I mean, going home and then traveling. I mean, you must be on, like, 20-hour flights.
Yeah, exactly, actually. 20 hours.
Is it that long?
20 hours.
Holy cow, I just...
One whole day on a plane. Not fun.
What does that do to you?
Drains you, actually. And then you have to deal with jet lag and things like that. So, you know...
What do you do on a plane for 20 hours?
I just usually sleep for about 15.
Wow, 15?
I'll try to sleep. And then just watch a couple of movies.
Yeah.
See if your neighbor's interesting.
Yeah.
Just nudge them a little bit. I usually get the window seat, so
that's nice.
It's fun.
But you're a little gal, like myself. What are you, like 5'3" or something like that?
No, way smaller.
Really? What?
I would be, I'm space efficient.
Well, see, that's where I was going with that. It's like on a plane.
On a plane, I can cross my legs on it. And, you know, I've had a couple of people say, I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
It turns into a bed.
Sun rays come down as seen when hit the ground, children spinning around till they fall down, down, down. I'll wait for you. It's been 2 hours now and you're still somewhere in town. Your dinner's getting cold. I'll rest my case. You are always this late. You know how much I hate waiting around, round, round. Bitter heart tries to keep it all inside. Bitter heart, shadows will help you try to hide. Bitter heart, my bitter heart, it's getting just a little fragile. Bitter heart, bitter heart of mine.
Recorded live at FUV, that's Bitter Heart by Ziav. For the complete interview and performance, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.